7 years away from Purim Chanukah. And given the situation that we find ourselves in right now, one of the areas where we really need to invest in our davening is in the bracha of Hashiva Shefteinu, where we ask Hashem, V'sein sacha toiv l'chala baitchem b'shimcha b'emes, and give good reward, good recompense to all those who trust in your name in truth. What kind of reward are we talking about? What's good reward? What does it mean to trust in his name? And certainly, what does it mean to trust in his name in truth? So first thing is that Rav Yaakov Emden asked the question. 1 second. We need to ask Hashem to give us reward. He promised he'd reward us. Naaman hu bal melachto shishanim schar pulaseinu. The employer's going to pay the wages. So why would you think that he's not going to? Rav Yaakov Emden says, I think the idea is, we're talking about sachar tov. Talking about spiritual reward, something which is purely and 100% good. The last thing we'd want is Hashem to reward us in this world, and then we'd lose the eternal rewards in the world to come. That's something that happens to people that are wicked. Whatever good they do, they get paid back in this world. In the world to come, they have to face the consequences of the negative actions. So we're asking Hashem, whatever we've done in this world, don't pay us for it now. Give us sachat tov. We want eternal goodness. Forever. However, we hear Yaakov Emden takes it further. It says, really, because in this world there is sachat tov. There is good reward. What is that? The rewards that we get, or the resources that we get in order to be able to do more Torah mitzvahs. That's schar mitzvah mitzvah. So essentially we're asking for 2 things. Number one, Hashem, do not pay us for our actions in this world, because then you're essentially paying us off. But on the other hand, what are we asking for? Hashem, give me the opportunity to do more. And that essentially is the way the Rambam explains the second paragraph of the Shema. Right, you think that the reward for doing Torah and mitzvahs, it's going to rain, it's time, the early rains, the late rains. The reward for Torah and mitzvahs' rain cannot be. Mitzvahs are eternal. Rather, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward for a mitzvah is the opportunity to do another mitzvah. And therefore, when we say the same, Sacha Tov, Chala Baitchem Hashem, give us the opportunity to connect to you through more mitzvahs, through more good deeds, through more acts of chesed. But in order to do that, we need a certain level of material comfort, a certain level of resources. Can't do it on nothing, can't do it on an empty tank. And therefore, the Sacha we're looking for is Hashem. Give and us the opportunity to carry on doing mitzvahs. Isn't that what Chanukah is all about? The Maccabim weren't fighting for their physical survival. They were fighting for the opportunity to do mitzvahs. That's what we beg for as well. Appreciating, understanding the value of mitzvahs, that they're worth investing in, that we're creating eternity, and asking Hashem, please, just let us do mitzvahs.